Hello and welcome to a 4th of July Connecting Consciousness, one of the normal regular ones, not just a short one. We hopefully take some good questions. So it's 4th of July, it's United States Independence Day. So obviously we wish everyone there a happy holiday, your day off. And we think about what that means to the United States and how that impacted on other countries. And so it's just fortuitous that we're doing this on the 4th. Also, interestingly enough, Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, decided to announce a reduction in the lockdown taking effect today. Although the 4th of July is not a British holiday as such, it's a day that we just think about the United States and the chucking out of the British, 1776. It is odd that these are quite substantial reductions. Removing from the 2 meter rule to the 1 meter plus. Pubs can be open, hairdressers possibly open on the 4th of July on a Sunday. So I think that's an interesting connection between Britain and America. Right, so let's start. I think one of the most important aspects that we've seen and the media, the established media have reported, and therefore the vast majority of the unawake and totally unaware people are aware of is the arrest by the FBI of that rather well-known madam or fixer for Jeffrey Epstein. And I think what we want to talk about actually is why this arrest has occurred now. There's a lot of people who are not in the know or in the mainstream media who have put forward their viewpoints. And those of you who have done your research, and I know there's plenty of you, you know that when President Trump, through Bill Barr, removed the South of New York district judge and brought in a temporary district judge, this woman, within just a few days, the arrest warrant is acted on. And the reason is that the South New York district judge had been sitting on this action for months. And in the end, the president became absolutely so frustrated that this guy was not going to action it that he removed him. And this guy was so part of the deep state and so arrogant that he actually said, oh, you can't sack me. I'm not resigning. And so Bill Barr immediately wrote back and said, may I remind you that you serve at the pleasure of the president. And therefore, it's actually legally correct, and therefore he was removed. Now, that's a very important point because it shows that these people who are in the deep state are so super confident that they don't actually even know the law. Well, why should they? They don't act by the law, so they don't need to know it. Now, how arrogant is it for a judge to turn around to a president and say, you can't get rid of me? I'm not going. And then if you check the way that it's written, actually, the president can get rid of the person. And that's a very big indicator. And that's why I am getting increasingly frustrated with commentators who say that, that the cabal's just about on the verge of being taken down. The deep state is nearly finished. This, that, and the other. And no, they're not. They're there, they're very powerful, they're still in your face, and they're waiting to defeat President Trump, and then they'll just carry on as normal. That's their viewpoint. So, I really do urge you all, when people are telling you that it's nearly finished and it's nearly over and, this has happened and that's happened, you need to be very, very cautious of the fact. If we look at the situation in the US, and I've said, that's where the battle last eight years, I've said that Britain was the country of the energy, but the United States was where the battle would be fought. Now, those of you who've got the time, look back maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and that's my prediction, and that's exactly as it's unfolding now. Very clever ploy on behalf of the US established media, decided that their Democratic challenger is not going to give any conferences, won't speak, and basically what he's going to do is rely on the media to try and win him the election. So Joe Biden will not attend any public speaking engagements at the moment, because they know that he's a total liability, and they'll just allow the media to work on his behalf. You know, we did hear in this country, we had a chance to look at the speech that the president gave at Mount Rushmore, and there were some very interesting elements. Those of you who are very quick to pick things up, you might have detected that he referred to Satanism. He didn't say the word Satanism. What he said was ritual and mantras. He talked about the enemy, and he talked about, you know, mantras and ritual. So we're talking, he knows what we're saying. He's saying that Satanism is a big part of the enemy that needs to be taken down. And I think that July the 4th marks perhaps one of the most important July's the 4th in the United States and the world for a very long time. And I do now expect to see the president's allies now going on the offensive. And we had a discussion here this morning as to Prince Andrew and why the established media in Great Britain are absolutely attacking him left, right, and center. You know, why isn't the Queen protecting him? We had a big discussion on that, because the established media would not dare to attack a member of the royal family unless they'd been given the green light. And the conclusion that we came to was that Andrew is being sold off to protect the rest of the family. Therefore, Andrew, yes, I think we could say that his career was finished some months ago, but I think the serious reduction to any influence or possibility he may have will be totally destroyed. Will he go to America? I doubt it. Can you bring a member of the royal family from Britain to America against his will? I don't think so. So what will we see? What will we see? Will we see a Skype or a Zoom interview, perhaps, between him and the court in the US? That's possible. Remember, he will be called in as a witness, not as an accused person, but with some of the evidence that has been recently unsealed, there are some very difficult questions which Prince Andrew would be forced to face. I'd be very surprised if he were to go to the US or even agree to any form of communication. That is a real turning point. I think that if a firewall is placed up, and I believe that the Queen has put an effective firewall between the rest of the family and him, if he were to be thrown away like that, they probably could survive. So it might be that they are taking a gamble, that it is better to lose him and therefore show themselves to be in the right than to defend him and perhaps all been taken down with him. So I think he's very much on his own, and I think that there's some serious evidence needs to come out, and I think that he is in a strong position to support justice by cooperating fully with the court and by telling the court everything he knows. I think that would be very, very helpful. I think the courts already know a lot of the things he would say, and I think that we can only see big changes now occurring for the better. I don't think this woman, part of the Maxwell family, will be the only one to be arrested. I think there'll be others now. And if you think about her father, think about how, you know, no doubt in my mind, he was a Mossad agent. He had, for those of you who perhaps have some knowledge on this, he had been involved in a very rudimentary but nevertheless effective form of eavesdropping, a form of a software program that could pick up what people were writing about, and then he could then either use that to his advantage or someone else's advantage. And if you can cast your mind back, he accidentally fell off his boat and drowned. You know, that's normally what happens to people who fall out of favor. They either fall out of a window, fall out of a boat, an airplane, or they fall out of a window, fall under a train, or have a car crash. These are the favored options. There's quite a lot of them, isn't there? And I'm absolutely sure that as he reached the end of his economic life, I'm talking about Mr. Maxwell, he became a liability. He began, I think, to go to his backers and say, if you don't do this, I will be forced to do that. And, you know, we know what happens when an individual tries to hold an organization to ransom. The organization is bigger than any one individual. So the Maxwell line has always been mixed up in intrigue. It's always had connections with some of the most wealthiest. But what we were talking about this morning, and I'd said that the type of people that Prince Andrew was associating with over the last 20 years were not in the same group that the Queen approved of. In other words, Andrew was meeting people, doing things that he had not previously told the Queen. And as evidence for that, I said, think about the TV interview he gave last year. He didn't even get the Queen's permission for that because he knew that she would say no. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back. If he'd done that interview with her blessing and it had gone wrong, she would have protected him because she gave permission for it. But because she knew nothing about it, this was the end of the road for them. And she'd said, you're always doing things without seeking guidance or permission first, and it always goes wrong, and so that's it. So we'll have a situation where I think that she's literally had enough of him. She's literally washed her hands of him because, A, he was mixing with people that she did not approve of. If you're mixing with an organization that makes its debut out of blackmail, then if you're a very important person, you don't want that organization being close to you. You know, they could use things against you. You tend to mix with people that you have a relationship with. They might be organizations that do not always sit in the good side. But if you have an influence over them, you tolerate it. That's how I think the royal family look on it. But with this particular organization that Andrew was mixing with, they were standalone, and they were just out for what they could get. And they weren't a great respecter of the royalty. So we have a situation where I think that in many ways this helped the Queen to get rid of Andrew and firewall off the royal family from that. So that's important because we need to watch the court cases. Now, remember what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. It was reported that he committed suicide. Now, keep your eyes open on this woman, because if she's put into prison, you can bet your bottom dollar that there will be reports that she's trying to kill herself. And, you know, whether you can get away with it twice, I really don't know. But I think it depends on what information she's got. Okay, so don't really want to go on too much more. We're all sick to the back teeth, I think, of the situation in America with the they're not just leftists. I think this is wrong. Maybe the president is trying to engage with the electorate to try to use a term that they understand. I don't look on these people as left-wingers or communists. I look on them as people of the deep state who are paid to agitate, and the people in the deep state who are basically satanic. So you can't really say that to the American people, but you can say they're left-wing or they're communist. But this group are absolutely determined to wreck any chance of a democratic election. And they'll just try everything. And there are more things coming. We've been told of more craziness on the way. And I'm going to finish off by saying, with every notch that the deep state pushes up, it brings an American military response on the streets closer. The days are gone when people would say, you can't bring the American military out because it's against the Constitution. It's exactly what they don't want. Those days are gone, because if you believe the only way to save the Constitution is to bring the military out, then you've convinced yourself of that argument. And the more that the deep state press, the more they're going to go to a position that there's no going back from. And I think that these next few weeks are going to be absolutely fundamental in how the United States goes, whether it is the good people in the FBI or National Security Agency or the CIA who are used to take out key figures, or whether it's not possible and therefore the United States military come out onto the streets and under the cover of that military units go out and hunt these people. And a year ago I would have said that wasn't possible, but since then I've moved more and more and more from the information that I'm receiving, which the exasperation on the part of the American military, a total disbelief that what is unraveling in the United States could ever happen there, and a determination that for many of these very senior military people that they've already made their mind up. And actually, just for your information, it is some of the politicians in Trump's group which are now trying to hold the military off, saying give it more time, you know, the election's not till November the 3rd, and give it more time. And the military have given more time, and there's even a date that's been given. And basically, if from the point of view of democracy, if the system hasn't got a grip and control on it, then the military will be in a very strong position to put into action the plans they've drawn up. Now, how that will be received by the American people, I have no idea. I know how the media will respond to it, but I think that from the conversations that I've been privy to, there are individuals who are heartily sick of the way that America has been made to look so laughingstock, weak, whatever word you want to use for the world. You know, this would never have occurred in China. This would never have occurred in Russia. There are a couple of other countries which have got nothing like the budget of the US, and it would never have happened anyway. So when does democracy become the danger to itself? Think about the Weimar Republic. Adolf Hitler used democracy as it was, and he used violence and mixed it with democracy and took charge. So exactly what we're seeing in America. We're seeing a sort of a violent side being written off as an outpouring of democracy. That's exactly what it is. So very serious times in America. Unfortunately, from the virus point of view, it's on the red list, which means there are very few direct flights between the US and back. And if you do go there and back, you're stuck in quarantine. And just for the record, most of the virus cases that are occurring in the south or the southwest of US are actually, in my opinion, from the air conditioning. When the lockdown was relieved, lots of people came and visited. And unfortunately, in these dry heat counties or states, this virus is surviving quite nicely from their point of view. In it, think of the Legionnaire's disease in the late 1980s. They traced that was living in air conditioning. And so it's unfortunate. And those of you who've been on an aeroplane, you know that if one person's got a cold, by the time the aeroplane's landed, everyone's got it because the air is just being recycled in the aeroplane. So we want that to be stopped. We want, obviously, America to get a grip on these cases, go back into the green zone, because every time this virus case is announced, the cabal become more excited and more determined. As the virus reduces, so their need to create more panic grows. And I note with some sadness that in Scotland it will be mandatory to wear a face mask, I think, from next week if you're going in to do any shopping, possibly also in Wales. That's not the case here in Britain. But I think that with the virus cases reducing dramatically, why now would people be ordered to wear a face mask? If this is going to happen, why wouldn't it happen when it was supposedly at the height of the outbreak. And I can only come to the conclusion that as the fear level of the public drop, so the deep state, the cabal, want to increase that fear and so put you all into a face mask. I personally don't have a lot of faith in them. I don't necessarily think that they are particularly good. I think if I was going for an operation in a hospital, I would expect the doctor to wear a face mask, he or she have done for the last 40, 50 years. But I think if I'm walking on the street or on a bicycle, I don't think necessarily wearing a face mask is that helpful. And I think that this human race is being programmed and conditioned as part of a overall plan, and we better wake up and we better fight against it. Okay, thanks. Let's go for these questions. Let's do as many as we can before I got the radio show with Ted Marr.
Okay, thank you. George from Venezuela says, first of all, I want to thank you from Venezuela for the amazing work that you are doing.
Thank you.
Some time ago, I wrote an email to Simon about the situation in Venezuela and Latin America, and I got an answer. Thanks for this as well. I wanted to ask you again if you could speak a bit on this Venezuelan Maduro Guido human and drug traffic issue on one of your next videos. We are living a nightmare here, and the world is not giving us enough attention. These guys have a deep agenda.
Right. Okay. Back in the 1980s, there were certain organizations in the US that wanted to make their money that was completely separate from any scrutiny or oversight. One of the best ways is drug running. And, you know, when President Trump came in, that was largely put a stop to. And it's one of the unsung wonders that, of course, because Trump can't stand there and say, well, do you know that the CIA made all their money from drug running? He can't do that, can he? Because that organization is there and he's going to rely on some elements of that. But nevertheless, that stopped. But what we've got in South America is an ongoing war between those cartels that were set up by the US. Think about El Salvador. Think about all of that part, right back to the Bush administration, where it was all about drugs. Afghanistan was all about opium. But this is a key also about trafficking. Of late, the amount of money being made from trafficking of children in particular, but not just children, has actually grown quite considerably. And if we were to get anything like official figures, we would struggle to understand where all these people were going. They're not all ending up as a maid in a rich house. They're not all ending up somewhere else. And if we do believe in off-planet entities, and I know that many of you do, then we should not run away from the possibility that a number of these people are being taken off the planet, never to be seen again. There is a very lucrative trade in body parts, etc., and have been for a very long time. The difficulty with South American countries is that they're off the political agenda at the moment, generally speaking. When you had the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, the communists would always be interested, and therefore the Americans would be interested. And, you know, you'd get one big superpower giving grants of money or sending this or that. But now that doesn't exist. And South America has been very much left. And who's moved in there are the individual powerful warlords, the drugs barons. The situation in Mexico is a very good example of that. Mexico is right up close to the US, but you've got the Mexico divided into four parts. We talk about ice cream sellers in Italy, in Rome, how they sort of say, well, these streets you can sell here, but you can't sell there. And that's exactly what they do. They carve up these territories, and, you know, you don't go into that other person's territory unless you start a war. And the reality is that these drug people are autonomous of the government, and these governments generally couldn't run now without the tacit support of these people. And I'm really deeply sorry that a number of states, countries in South America have been left because the very people that you elected either are incapable of taking on the bad people or are working with them in cahoots. And I'm very sorry that other countries haven't stepped in. Don't blame the United States. The United States is in a revolutionary war within itself. You know, in 1776, the Continental Army, the Minutemen, were fighting against the British. Well, now here we are, we're not 1776, but what is occurring is that the supporters and believers and followers of the Constitution are fighting to defend that from a very evil organization that doesn't even have the morals or standards that the British soldiers had at that time. I mean, King George was mad, but the group that are trying to overturn the United States are even more mad than King George. Now, hopefully the American audience will laugh at that, because crazy as it sounds, that's actually the reality of it. King George used to go between moments of madness and moments of non-madness. This group, which are criminally insane, and probably just in the field of madness totally, and are hell-bent, I use the word deliberately, hell-bent on bringing the whole system down. So maybe the spirit of 1776 needs to be absolutely reinvigorated. Thank you, Becky. Next question.
Okay, thank you. Next question is from Paula in the northwest of the UK, who says, "Hi, Simon and Becky. It appears that we are in the midst of a global ritual at the moment. Certainly we are being put into a mass psyop. Putting aside the occult meaning of the NHS rainbow, clapping, wearing a mask and bending the knee, it appears that when put through a numerology calculator encoded into COVID-19 is 9 and in coronavirus is 11, in BLM is 9 and in Black Lives Matters is 11. Both in CHAZ and Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone we find 11. What is the significance of 9/11 to the occultists, and how big a role does black magic and psychic warfare play in our current situation? Thank you."
Okay, it's more to do with the history within the secret societies. When you set up a rule or regulation, then you have to honor it, because if you don't honor it, the fear is that it won't work. It's a little bit like walking on the sidewalk or the pavement. You know, back in my day, it was don't walk on the cracks because it brings bad luck. Don't walk under a ladder because it brings bad luck. So the secret societies, who were very active 200 plus years ago, in creating these rules and regulations, are absolutely determined to follow them through. So the numbers 9/11 have always held a great importance. And I think what we might do is next time is talk more about this. But I want to give you an example of how the secret societies hold on to this, because the best way to give you an example, now in Freemasonry in Washington DC, there is an address which is 911 west of Fifth Avenue. So I think it's in Spokeshame. Now why would you have a Freemasonry building with the number 911? Think about the architects who designed the Twin Towers. That's relevant because 9/11. The architects that designed the Twin Towers, their number was 666 on the street. So this is not chance. This is about an organization that believes that in order to create the future, it must uphold the past. So we can have a talk. I would love to talk much more about the symbology of this. In terms of the black magic, it's more to do with manipulating the conscious minds of the unawake. You've talked very clearly about the rainbows, the clapping, the masks, the bending of the knee. This is all about propaganda. You know, we've talked about Third Reich. Adolf Hitler and his team would create videos, news videos. They would use repetition, just like you would if you were selling a soap powder. They would use certain imagery, not to force a person, but to do it so often that the person started doing it and therefore believed it was their choice to do it. In other words, that they no longer realized that this mantra or this imagery or this ritual had been given to them. They just took it and used it as if it was their own. So, you know, the clapping, the bending of the knee is all part of a very clever operation in the English-speaking world to attempt to not just take down President Trump, but to actually take down the whole concept of freedom, because that's what's being fought over now. The freedom that everybody, to a lesser or greater extent, accepts as their right. And look how we've seen freedoms being absolutely reduced, and chipping away at the edges until it comes to a point, unless we do something about this, that everybody turns around and you've got a knock on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning and people are being arrested. Now, lots of people shake their head and say, well, that won't happen. I can absolutely assure you that if President Trump is not re-elected on November the 3rd, that is exactly what we'll all get. So here's the first time I've actually come out now and said that basically President Trump is the only figurehead standing between total cabal control and this knife-edge balance that we have at the moment. Remember that in Britain, the military swear allegiance to the Queen. They do not swear allegiance to the British Prime Minister. Therefore, the British Prime Minister is no way as empowered as the US President, because remember that President Donald Trump is synonymous with the Constitution. And if you're swearing to the Constitution, you are swearing to Trump. Yeah, I know it doesn't write that on a piece of paper or parchment, but that's in the minds of the men and women who serve. So in Britain, don't expect the British system to be as kicked back against the cabal, because the cabals are very strong in Britain. But yes, you've hit the nail on the head. You're exactly right. There is a black magic, satanic is the real word here. There's a satanic element to this. And they will do anything and everything they can, because President Trump is the only thing now stopping them, not just dominating in America, but dominating in the English-speaking world. Great. Thank you. Next question.
Okay, thank you. Leanne from New South Wales in Australia says, "Hello, Simon and Becky. Just wondering if Simon can shed some light on an experience that happened a couple of months ago. I woke in the middle of the night to see an intense blue light in our lounge room. My husband also woke up and saw it. I got up and walked into the lounge to see. This is where my memory isn't as clear. A blue shape with eyes, and it reminded me of something like a Muppet, and then it disappeared. I think I wasn't scared, but neither of us even discussed it until a week later, and it was like a fragment of memory came back to me. And I questioned my husband about it. Did he remember? And he said yes, that it wasn't a dream. It felt like our memories were being influenced. Can you possibly give me insight here, please? Many thanks from Leanne."
Sure. Well, first of all, what's really great is that you've got your husband to corroborate your story. You know, in so many cases where an individual has these experiences and you end up questioning yourself, did that really happen? So that's wonderful that someone else has experienced that and can remember it. So that's really good. Hang on to that, because it means now if your husband wasn't awake and aware, he jolly well should be now. You're very brave to go into the room. Maybe you were compelled to do it. I don't know. Could be very naughty now and say, which Muppet? Which one? I think I guess what you mean. You're talking about a character that's soft-shaped, not angular, blurry. This is not the real being. This is a projection that you've been seen. There are a number of colors which are used for wavelength to carry a message on. And if an individual has had some previous programming, then there will be a color coding on that. So don't be too hooked up on the fact it was blue. Okay. Blue is the frequency of control. And those of you who've listened to me know that I've talked about this. That's why police cars have blue lights. They have red lights as well, but they have blue lights and so do other emergency vehicles. Blue is the color of control. That's why leading political parties or big banks have usually blue in their logo. So don't be hung up on the fact that it's blue. That thing that's part of trying to get across to you. Something didn't come 200 zillion miles just to appear in a blue color like a Muppet in front of you and go away again. So clearly there was an interaction. You've had a communication telepathically, and I strongly urge you, if you feel up to it, to find a reputable hypnotherapist, get him or her to take you back to that moment and see if you can get any memory, get a record of that, write it down, then have a chat with me if you like, and then we can work it through. So somebody, something has come a very long way to not just say, hi, how you doing, and go away again, but to have a communication. And so I think that that's the key now, to find out what that communication is. And your husband knows about the blue light, so you've got this confidence in your family to have a go. And I suggest you get your husband down as well. Maybe it was just you that had the communication, but maybe it was him as well. This is fascinating. I absolutely believe you. This is true. And I think you should research it. Thank you for writing in.
Okay, thank you. Lisa says, hello, Simon and Becky. Simon, could you share a bit about what makes some of us more immune to the mind control and programming? Sorry, I'll say that again.
Oh, sorry, I got it. Okay, no, okay. Fine, I got it. No, it's fine.
I often think of the movie Divergent, where the main character and a few others somehow are not under the spell of control, and wonder, what is it that makes some of us divergent?
Okay.
There's a bit more, but how can I help my children be or remain awake or divergent, in contrasting how best to support my children in being aware and increasing their ability to see clearly as they grow into adults?
Okay, there are two types here. I'm glad Becky went on then, because I would have misunderstood the question. I thought the question was talking about mind control from another human or an alien, but I think what the question is saying is the general mind control around society at the moment. In other words, unless, as a white person, unless you attend a Black Lives Matter march, you must be racist. That is a very subtle element of mind control that's being put on. If you're talking about that, all you need to do as a parent is to actually have the balance and to discuss things. So when there's a theme being pushed by the cabal mainstream media, you need with your children, presuming they're of an age to have this discussion, and you need to talk about it, and you need to actually show how it's wrong and how it's been manipulated. And what you have to teach is there are two rules. There's the rule in your house and there's the rule outside. In other words, saying what people want to hear. If you're going to school and you're going to sit exams, and if you just talk about what happens in the house, you won't get any qualifications and you'll end up without a job. So you have to be able to do what the exam board want, even though your heart knows that the answers you're giving are not necessarily true. So as a parent, your job is to actually have duality, to be able to teach the truth in the house, but also to protect your children so that when they're outside, they are not immediately attacked for their vision or their standpoint. If you are talking about alien intervention or human intervention, then the question as to why some people are more resilient than others is to do with nothing to do with being spiritual, actually. It's to do with your ability of ascension within yourself. It's to do with your bloodline, your genetic connection, what mind control you may have had in the past, or whether you have had many lifetimes where you've been involved in what have you, manipulation. And so it doesn't affect you. It might be, look at the military people, you've had work done on them. I myself have talked about alien intervention that prevented me from being mind screwed by others. So there are a whole host of ways that we can be either more susceptible and more reasons why we can be more resistant. But if you're talking what I think you're talking, then it is about you as a parent always giving a balance and showing why what they're being taught, your children are being taught, is designed just to do well. I'll give you an example. They're in Great Britain, they're about to announce a free flu vaccination for everybody 50 years old. It used to be 65. If you were retirement age or 60, you get it for free. They're going to drop it now to 50. So if you were having that discussion at home, you would want to talk about the merits or the demerits of the flu vaccination. Then you can generally discuss vaccinations as a whole. So what I'm saying is tackle things head on. Don't be emotive about it. Do your research. Send links, depending how old your kids are, send them links. Get them to research it. Get them to come back to you to talk about it. If I could get my healing center up and running tomorrow, which I can't, I would have workshops there. We'd have resources for this. So parents could come in and say, or write in and say, have you got something on this? Have you got something on that? Get groups of kids working together. That's the plan for the future. But unfortunately, at the moment, it's all down to you. And if you're a strong, good person, you will prevail. Thank you for your question.
Okay, thank you. Lisa was definitely talking about, because she said, can you share any tips for helping children see through the matrix? So it is about the general right. Mind control that's...
Good, I'm glad that I didn't get it.
Generally wrong. Over the whole population.
Fine, yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Fine.
The next question is from Octavia in England, who says... Recently, I have learned that Earth humanity has matrix artificial Luciferian overlays placed on us 5 weeks from our birth, around the same time that we have our first vaccinations. I understand these keep us trapped on the Earth plane for interdimensional realm to feed from us. A few different sources state that our seven chakras are artificial and placed as portals to compartmentalize our source energy for interdimensionals to feed from our energy. Our three real natural chakra points being around the third eye, the heart area, and the base chakra. That's interesting because that lines up with the old shamanic Celtic and Taoist, where they talk about the three cauldrons, which are in the head and the heart and the abdomen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would love to know your thoughts on this. Would we be able to safely and efficiently have the overlays removed? Is this something you would like to, you would be able to carry out? Lastly, we'll...
Oh, can we just... Okay. Otherwise, I'm going to forget everything. You've answered your own question. You're exactly right. But I just don't want to stop there because that would be very rude and people would think, oh, right, okay. Yeah, by and large, you're absolutely accurate. However, what I need to say is that the chakras can be used in two ways. Don't think of the chakras as a one-way street. That's not the case. They're in your body. You can utilize them. So chakras actually are useful and can be used for useful purposes, although certain of them will always be attacked or hacked. When we come onto this earth, and I've said before that when children are born, they are automatically scanned set periods of time to see who they are, the soul in the body, check the bloodline, the history of them. And, there isn't a mass covering of people in this, what you call satanic overlay. It's quite selective. Where they are fearful of an individual who's come to this earth to fight them, they will try to isolate that person, affect the family, or reduce that individual's capability. And so, yes, that exactly happens. Yes, the answer is yes, it can do it. It's quite painstaking. You know, you can find there are a lot of people who can do energy work, and I would actually recommend you to, you can find them online. They can do that. But you have to make sure that what you're removing is, often what will happen, I'll use my hands here, often what happens, don't just imagine something overlaid on top of you. That's not how it happens. It demeshes like this, you see. And so what you've got to make sure is that you take away and undo the mesh and take the bad thing away, the alien stuff. You don't want to be ripping out everything. So you have to make sure the person that you're seeing understands that. It's like a chameleon. It can alter and change and appear to be part of your own makeup. But yes, absolutely. This is the point about humanity. It's been kept stupid. And I don't mean we're stupid. What I mean is that if you don't give people the truth, then they are the stupid of the facts. They don't know the facts. They've never experienced it. It's a bit like white settlers arriving on a little island, and they bring a cannon and a musket, and this looks like total magic. It isn't, but nobody shared or explained it to the locals. And in the same way, we are the locals here, and we are deliberately being kept down with information. So it allows these other people to use what some people call magic, I would just call science, to manipulate and affect people for their own ends. And this is part of why we have to ascend, because ascension is also about the truth and breaking free. Really good questions. And there was another one which I interrupted you on, Becky.
Well, yeah, I'll read it in a sec. I just wanted to add, with these three energy centres that do reside in our head and our heart and our lower abdomen, they are all connected with different forms of intuition. The one in our abdomen is connected with like a gut intuition, our physical body intuition. The one in our heart is connected to our emotional body and, you know, heartfelt intuition, which is, you know, a part that we're often encouraged to go to, you know, go to your heart and into your heart and see how you feel about something. And then, of course, the head one is you're connected with your intellect and your mental intuition. So these are the three energy bodies that they are referring to.
Yeah, these are the three that perhaps have a much more historical connection with humanity. Mm. Right, thank you. Let's have the next question.
So the last bit of that was, so lastly, will the so-called Zion parasite that apparently resides at the back of our head, sucking our energy, will it also be removed when our artificial chakra overlay is removed, or will that require another procedure?
I don't recognise the name of what the parasite. It's not a para. I know what you mean by parasitic. This is more of an AI stroke demonic energy conjuring trick. Individuals can have it removed, or individuals can sometimes remove it themselves. There are a whole host of different methods that these advanced creatures, remember, they're scientifically advanced, they're not spiritually advanced. I'm referring to their knowledge. Although their knowledge has not informed their spirituality. So they have a whole host of toolkit which they can use on individuals depending on the bloodline and the history and what that person came here to do. So, you know, some people call them implants, some people call them something else. When a person ascends, in the true sense of the word, the frequency will change so that this attachment or drop off it. So hard to explain. I want you to please imagine a stick stuck in the ground, and then what we do is we put birds on it, live birds that sit on the stick, and then when we phase that stick into another reality, the birds will either go with that reality, or they'll stay in this physicality and drop to the floor before they fly, because they'll be suddenly shocked. Now, because of the frequency of these attachments in the question, the frequency would not survive moving through the fourth. The frequencies are all lower fourth. They're higher than we have now. That's why they work on us, because they're higher frequency than we have in the environment. But they're not higher than the fifth dimension. So if we were to shift from the fourth to the fifth, obviously from the third, but I'm going from the fourth, that's where the object is located, fourth to the fifth, then that object would not come with you. And so that is exactly the point about moving to a higher vibrational realm, because all of the nonsense, all of the entrapments will not be able to come with us. The density is too great to survive in a higher frequency. Good questions, and you obviously have understood it, and I hope to reassure you that there is certainly opportunities to break free even now from physical and non-physical interference. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So the last question today, because you've got a TEDMA interview in 10 minutes.
Well, thank you.
Is from Harmail in the East Midlands of England, who says, "Hello, Simon and Becky. Is it true that the Chinese Communist Party has collapsed and China has become a federal state? If so, is it right to assume that this is a positive move for China and the world? Please, can you elaborate?"
No, it hasn't collapsed. But what's happened is that the Chinese government, the Communist Party, have transferred more autonomous authority to regions of China. This is to do with the assault against China coming from the English-speaking world. And what's happening is that the Chinese have decided that it'd be easier for the Chinese states, in America they have states, to do business deals with English-speaking countries if they can show that the central government is no longer top-down in charge. So in other words, Australia now is going backwards on its policy quite considerably. Australia is very concerned about China. And so what the Chinese have decided is that they would, these autonomous states, they would say, well, you know, central government doesn't control it. Therefore, if Australia wants to do a telecommunications deal, or Great Britain decides it does want to go down the telecommunications route, you will not be dealing with the Communist Party in Central. You'll be dealing with this particular state. So it's a sham. It's all just a con. It's designed to placate the English-speaking world, who have a serious issue with China at the moment. So no, it's just a political maneuver. Please don't think that they've made much changes. Do we not have any time for any more? It's 10
no,
to...
No, because you need a
We've got one
break.
More. Can we do one more or not?
I've logged out, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, well that's fine. No, that's
you
fine.
Need a break before TEDMA,
yeah,
because
okay.
He's starting
well,
in a few minutes.
Because TEDMA has, as you know, got thrown off from the radio station because he was too pro-President Trump, and he was bringing in too many people like myself who don't like the cabal, he got his radio station taken off air. So he's redone it in California, and therefore the timings are different. And, so of course I'm going to support him. You know, it's very important that a man who stands on his principles and decided that he would rather lose his radio station than give in to the cabal. So we know we need to support him, and I'm determined to go on his first broadcast, as it were. I think it's the first, it's not the first one, is
it's
it?
It's the second one now.
Second one for him, but I'm early on there. So, you know, listen, thank you very much for watching. It is the 4th of July. You know, we've got fireworks in the sky, and then you Americans have got fireworks all around you. Don't be frightened. This is the choice being offered to people. This has to happen. And I've been saying to everyone for years that this is the way it's going to go. I had expected it next year. They brought it forward. And people will have to see what everything played out before them, and they will have to decide whether they are rather like this new energy field. They think that it's good to have less law enforcement, whether it's very free and easy, and they want to go down that road, to suddenly find that their control system has been completely changed. And in fact, they are far more heavily controlled, but by a faceless bureaucratic machine called Washington, D.C. So people are going to have to choose. We have to have this. I have no doubt that a vast majority of people will see it coming. But nevertheless, the next few months are quite difficult for everyone. So thank you very much indeed for listening. Thank you for your questions. You know, they are coming through via MeWe Pro. That means that they are Connecting Consciousness members. Some of you have just joined a week ago. Some of you have been here for years.
No, months.
Pardon?
Months.
No, I mean members, Connecting Consciousness. Some of these are Connecting Consciousness members of years standing. My point was, Becky, that a Connecting Consciousness member of 1 week, as opposed to a Connecting Consciousness member of many years, the type of questions will be different. The level of knowledge and level of understanding of those who've been here longer will be of a deeper level. But all are valued because all are coming from a different standpoint. And so I am really happy to take questions of somebody who woke up yesterday, just as I am, who's someone who's been with us for 20 years. And that's why the level of questions has appreciably gone up in its quality, because we are having people now who really know and understand, you know, what's happening on this planet, as opposed to when we used to have it open to anybody. And, you know, some of those questions were questions that, you know, we'd answer 20 million times, because those people weren't part of the Connecting Consciousness community. Well, I want you to join. You know, join the community, do your research, and don't be taken by a lot of the fake news that's doing the rounds. You know, there's lots of talks about X is murdered and there's a clone taken over and this, that, and the other, and who's the new King of England. And, you know, just stay grounded. And, you know, if I and others that you trust aren't talking a particular talk, then maybe stay away from it. All right. Thank you ever so much. Take care. God bless.